And with me in the studio is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Okay, two big things to talk about. Let's talk about levy for next year.
Yeah, last night we were required to set the preliminary levy for the 2013 year. This preliminary levy can be lowered, but it can't be raised. And so we took a fairly conservative approach since we didn't have total ideas on some of the revenue sources that are going to be decided at a later date between now and when we have to set the final levy. But within that parameter then, the levy that we set preliminarily was at 6.3% increase. Now, that sounds pretty high, and we all certainly agree that it is. We have every hope and intention and reasonable idea of thinking that we can get that levy increase down to zero. And we did something similar to that last year, and hopefully this will be another Groundhog's Day on that.
Yeah, because you don't have any idea what your aid payments and that kind of stuff are going to be right now.
Well, we know what the aid payments from the state are going to be, but there's some dealings that we have with the county that are still going to be looked at, and EDA bond payments. And
oh, yeah, right.
So,
well, speaking of the county, and the community center is the next big issue on the agenda. So let's talk about the community center and the city's position.
Well, we finally came to the point now where the city can talk about all of this. As you well know, the legal stuff with Burbach is over with. And so we are going to, as a city council, meet with the total county board and see what our respective roles are going to be in that community center. Last night we discussed in some detail then the general position of the council. And what we said was that we're kind of starting from the point of we'd be looking at possibly funding up to 50% of the operating deficit with a cap of approximately $100,000. We'd like this to be somewhat like the library, where it's a joint venture between the city and the county. What else have we got here? We want to know if the county is planning on supporting yet the city pool that we have, that's going to then be replaced by the new pool. What role are they going to play in that?
Yeah, they currently do have some supporting
role. Well, they're making some payments
yeah.
Now, and we would expect that to continue until the switch is made. They had talked about settlement costs with our lawsuit with Burbach, and they said that they were interested in participating financially in that settlement. However, we don't know what that amount is as of yet. And as we look at this whole works, the one thing that the city has decided is that they do not want the current costs or the future costs of the current community center or the grounds, baseball fields, hockey rink stuff, to be included in this at all.
Okay.
So that's where we are, and that's where we're...
So we're basically talking about the pool.
Right.
Okay. And when is the meeting set for?
Well, we decided that we were able to meet next Tuesday, but I don't know if that's been confirmed with the county yet.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you again after the next city council meeting, and we'll find out more, undoubtedly.
Should be interesting.
Okay, sir. We've been speaking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Thanks again.
Thank you.